Good evening, and thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, CJ. My name is Lisa.
How are you tonight?
Sort of okay. How about yourself?
Doing all right. What can I do for you tonight?
So, we got Archtop a couple weeks ago, and we've been having a little bit of an issue. Like, my son's desktop doesn't seem to want to connect to it.
Okay.
Tonight, was it saying that there's a loose fiber? It's telling us that there's a loose wire or something with the connection. So, like, I don't know. The guy, when he was here, he put me on this plume.
Yes.
Pump gas plume, whatever. And what I seem to have to do every time to get him on is, like, go on there, touch his desktop, and then it'll connect. But I shouldn't have to do that every time.
No, agreed. So what is your service address, please?
It's 232 Smith Avenue in Kingston, New York.
Okay. All right. And your name once more, please.
My name is Keisha. Do you want the name that the service is under?
Yes, please.
It's under Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E, last is Peck, P-E-C-K.
Okay. Perfect. And the best phone number for us to reach you in the event that we need to?
845-802-4829.
Perfect. Okay, I'm taking a look just to see what is going on there. All right, and I'm gonna just go ahead and also do a speed test as well, so that I could see really what's going on. And so far, I mean, I don't see anything that's frozen. I would also make sure that you didn't accidentally freeze a device during in the home pass. But as far as I can see, I mean, the speed test will tell me exactly what's going on. Is he connecting through Wi-Fi or is he hardwired?
Wi-Fi.
Okay. Yeah, I'm seeing great speeds. I'm seeing speeds of 1,026.35 megabytes per second, and that's the download speed. And the upload speed is 1,053.26 megabytes per second. So there's no issues there.
Yeah.
It would be a bit strange that it's telling you that there's a loose wire. Could it be a loose wire within the desktop?
When it came on, it was on it, and it said Archtop. Because I stood right there next to him, because I was touching the little Archtop thing on my phone and trying to connect him like I do. And that's what it said on the box. It said Archtop. There's a loose wire or cable to check the connections, and he's not connected.
Did it say it on the desktop or on the Plume Home Pass app?
On his desktop.
Yeah, so the desktop wouldn't necessarily know exactly what's going on. It would just give you suggestions as to what's going on. Because when you troubleshoot an internet connection, it'll tell you to check all the wires and cables, make sure that they're not loose. It'll also tell you to try restarting your modem or your router. Especially if you're not hardwired, then it wouldn't know that there's a loose connection, loose cable, because you're going through wireless.
Okay.
So that part, just it's one of those of like, just check to make sure that there's no loose connections, kind of thing. But I mean, I'm seeing great speeds as far as it goes. I am seeing that on the device, which desktop? It's the desktop, right? So it's the desktop 07GKLL3?
Yep.
Okay, so I see it's connected to room 1. I'm doing the speed test on that right now. So that way we can see what the speeds are on that one. But even then, it shouldn't be terrible because, again, it's also wireless. By having the extender, it's essentially turned into a mesh network. So it's connected to the closest one. And I'm seeing a download speed of 576.54 megabytes per second and upload of 676, which is fantastic. Because oftentimes you won't see, you'll only see about 500 and you're getting more than that. So, I mean, that's a fantastic connection there. So there shouldn't be any reason for this to, for the computer to be saying, oh, there's a loose connection or a loose cable, because there's no cables involved.
Yeah. So, got any idea, like, why, when he goes and turns it on, why we have such issues getting it to connect?
Well, when he turns it on, I mean, when I turn on my laptop, it takes a couple of minutes for it to connect to the Wi-Fi. That's the thing. Well, it's not going to connect immediately.
No, I understand that. I'm telling you, when he turns it on and it takes forever, I have to go in and I have to play with this app to get it to connect at all. His computer will not connect unless I go in and physically play with that app.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you know if you've ever frozen the device before?
I have not. I have not frozen.
Is it a laptop?
No. This is a desktop.
Okay, so it's a desktop, so it's like an actual computer case.
Yeah, it is.
Interesting.
Yeah, no, I don't expect it to be instant. He knows it's not going to be instant. You know it's going to take time. And it's just, it takes forever. And, like, he gets frustrated.
No, and I don't blame him for that, especially when you want to be able to get stuff done. How old is the computer, if you don't mind me asking?
2 years old, please. Your computer's, what, 2 years old?
Yeah,
he's saying it's 4 years old.
Okay. Yeah, I know. It's just, it's crazy because, like, technology changes so much within a short period of time. I know my 5-year-old laptop is super duper slow compared to mine that is only 3 years old. It's kind of sad, really, how that happens.
Yeah.
All right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up a ticket for you so that we can go ahead and get this taken a deeper look into, because there shouldn't be a reason that you have to go through the app in order for it to connect unless the device is frozen or is on a free schedule. So just bear with me as I open up a ticket. All right, I'm just going to grab the name of the computer. Yeah, I mean, it's just, it could be the Wi-Fi card also that might be having difficulty. But again, I don't see the correlation between the HomePass app and the desktop. That's where I'm getting confused at this point.
Yeah. So you mean like the brand of his computer that you want?
No, the Wi-Fi adapter.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
But the only thing that would make sense is if the computer itself is on a freeze schedule, like when you freeze a device, you prevent it from accessing the internet. Even if it's connected to the network, it won't have access to the internet. It's great for parents when it comes to grounding a kid, but...
yeah. It would be more he's grounding me from the internet, not me grounding him.
Yeah, right? Exactly. But, yeah, no, I mean, it would be perfect for my 13-year-old because my 13-year-old has been, you know, misbehaving lately. But, yeah, no, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out why you would have to go through the home pass for it to connect, other than a freeze. Does it ask you if you want to unfreeze the device at all?
No. Nope. And I've never frozen anything.
All right, so I am putting this in there that every time the computer is turned on would help if I put on that you have to go through the HomePass app just to get the device to connect. No freeze is active. And then everything else connects just fine, though, right?
Yeah. Yep. I've had a couple of issues with some of the devices upstairs with the extender, but it's not anything like what he's going through.
Yeah. Okay. Is it connected to the internet right now?
You're on now, right, Bob? Yep.
Yeah, it's the only desktop I see. I only see Chromebooks other than that.
Yeah. We have two Chromebooks, but neither one of them are on right now. At least they shouldn't be. Nobody's using them.
Okay. So I've gone ahead and I have put it into the system. They're going to go ahead and take a look a little bit deeper to see why it is that you're having to go through the HomePass app to get this computer to connect, which is a bit silly to me, because that's not typically how it works. usually it's you connect and you're done. Simple as that. So we will definitely get to the bottom of this. You can most likely expect a call usually sometime tomorrow.
Okay.
That's okay?
Yep. Perfect.
All right. Perfect. Well, other than that, Keisha, is there anything else that I can help with tonight?
No. Just that. As long as we can keep 5 minutes, because the kid keeps complaining. And...
Well, I mean, that's understandable, too, because, I mean, our kids are so technologically, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's huge. He's got to do most of his classes on it, you know, and... Then he gets upset because he can't get his work done, and then I forget to call somebody and do something.
Yeah. No, you're good. So if there's nothing else, or if you do have any further questions, definitely reach out to us. We're more than happy to answer any questions that you might have. But I do have it in the system, so you should be receiving a call sometime tomorrow, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You are so very welcome, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a fantastic evening, a wonderful weekend ahead, hopefully filled with a lot of gaming, and then also a fantastic holiday season.
Thank you, CJ. You too.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.